Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is March 6, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Servest and Zapper launch mobile cashless parking system in South Africa. All banks in Aruba now offer instant payments through IP infrastructure of the Central Bank of Aruba. Walmart Grocery and Walmart Mobile App merge. Samsung Pay launches in Kazakhstan. Coronavirus concerns see a surge in online grocery shopping Nielsen study. Paga, Flutterwave, links users to international merchants. Yallo partnered with Onfido and Moflix to launch digital mobile subscription solution. HPS introduces QR-based national payment system to Saudi Arabia. When it comes to managing finances, millennials value technology. Lull hits B2B fintech venture capital funding. Credit bureaus aim to bulk up files for borrowers with little credit history by using rent payment data. Now let's get started. Servest and Zapper launch mobile cashless parking system in South Africa. Integrated facilities management company Servest has partnered with mobile payments platform Zapper to launch a virtual pay station for parking in South Africa. According to Business Tech, the system is cashless and provides a fully automated alternative for processing parking ticket payments. Using Zapper's mobile payment technology, the system prints a unique Zapper QR code on the parking ticket, which is scanned by a customer using the Zapper app to make a payment before exiting the facility. The system also unlocks valuable consumer data, Servest said. The new payment system will be rolled out across Servest-operated facilities within South Africa, with the initial focus on designer-operated parking systems. All banks in Aruba now offer instant payments through IP infrastructure of the Central Bank of Aruba. Aruba's entire banking community has switched to instant payments (IP) using the Clearing and Settlement Mechanism (IPCSM) of the Central Bank van Aruba (CBA), which was implemented by Aquens Worldline. The implementation of this new payment infrastructure, which is led by the CBA, is unique because the Caribbean island switched completely from traditional batch payments to instant payments. After this switch, all interbank payments in Aruban florin initiated in Aruba can be instantly processed the 24th of July 365. The IPCSM is fully compliant with international standards and ISO 20022. Aquens Worldline is the pan-European provider of payments and transactional services. Being part of the Worldline Group, Aquens Worldline combines expertise in traditional mass payment systems, issuing, acquiring, intra- and interbank payment processing, and e-commerce and mobile payment solutions. Walmart Grocery and Walmart Mobile App merge. Walmart has announced its decision to add Walmart Grocery app to its main Walmart mobile application. At the moment, Walmart Grocery ranked number 30 in the App Store's shopping section, while Walmart's main app is No. 2 in the same section, according to data from Sensor Tower. As a result, the constant switch between the two apps may have limited Walmart Grocery's reach. For its customers, the change means a more coherent shopping experience, where they are able to shop from a single place for anything Walmart offers. This offers the company a competitive advantage versus Amazon, which still uses both its main app and its separate Prime Now app, according to TechCrunch. Over the course of 2020, Walmart plans to transition its grocery app user base to the main app, but the updated Walmart app, including grocery, is rolling out in phases. Samsung Pay launches in Kazakhstan. Samsung has announced the commercial launch of its mobile wallet service in Kazakhstan. Availability follows a 6-week beta test. It offers compatibility with Visa and MasterCard issued cards from the country's largest banks. Kazakhstan is Samsung's first new mobile payments market since Indonesia in late March 2019 and only the third since August 2018. Its fallow period followed an initial spate of launches with more than 20 markets added in the first 3 years since its debut in 2015, according to MobileWorldLive.com. As of 5 March, Apple's service was available in roughly double the number of territories, countries and regions of Samsung's version. In 2019, rival Google Pay also only added one new market, but thanks to a spate of launches in 2017 and 2018 is also more widely available than Samsung Pay. Coronavirus concerns see a surge in online grocery shopping. Nielsen study. Australian consumers are going online to stockpile groceries as concerns grow around the coronavirus, according to analysis by Nielsen. Nielsen HomeScan research of the 4 weeks to the 22nd of February shows online grocery sales up 45% as consumers limit exposure to crowds in store. The Nielsen numbers show a sharp rise in online sales of basic foodstuffs including pasta, plus 76%, eggs, plus 72%, canned meals, plus 71%, tea, plus 62%, rice, plus 58%, flour, plus 55%, and shelf-stable milk, plus 50%. Nielsen says products that come off factory lines or go through distribution systems in virus-impacted countries could also face logistical issues. The analysts from Nielsen also explained that managing stock levels will be critical as continuous out-of-stocks will result in shoppers' store switching to get the products they need, while brand loyalty could be affected as shoppers are forced to select items outside of their usual repertoire or manage their household budget to sacrifice impulse spending and non-essential items. Paga, Flutterwave, links users to international merchants. Nigeria-based fintech Paga has collaborated with merchant payments platform Flutterwave to allow Paga users to access products from merchants on the Flutterwave service. Subsequently, Flutterwave payment gateway will now feature Paga as a payment option, allowing the latter's customers to make payments directly from their wallets. The collaboration now gives Paga's over 14 million customers access to the services and products on Flutterwave's merchant base, including airlines, hotels, ticketing companies, media outfits, and fashion retailers. Flutterwave is a payment startup founded to build underlying payments infrastructure for African businesses to accept a card, mobile money, and bank account payments in a single place. It is a mobile payment platform founded in 2009 on the belief that mobile phones can be leveraged to bring financial service to all Africans. The platform allows its users to transfer money electronically and make payments through their mobile devices and acts as a mobile wallet where users can carry out transactions with a mobile device. Yallo partnered with Onfido and Moflix to launch digital mobile subscription solution. Onfido has announced that Switzerland-based mobile providers Yallo partnered with Onfido and Moflix to launch Yallo Swipe. The solution is the country's first 100% digital mobile subscription. Onfido partnered with the digital interaction platform service provider Moflix to facilitate identity verification for Yallo's new on-demand service, Yallo Swipe. The solution is a flexible subscription-based platform where customers onboard onto a network contract remotely and pay one low fee with no term limits. Partnership results include 90% reduction in time to verify a customer, from 30 minutes to 3 minutes, 100 days deployment, compared to years with legacy systems, onboarding new users with customer-first account opening at scale, driving down cost per customer acquired, as there is less time spent on internal processes. As part of the agreement, with Onfido's AI-powered identity verification solution, applicants simply take a photo of their government-issued identity document (ID) and the company checks if the ID seems fraudulent or genuine. Yallo can effectively verify customers at the start of their journey anywhere, anytime, through a user-friendly online experience that meets regulatory requirements. HPS introduces QR-based national payment system to Saudi Arabia. Payment software company HPS has been appointed by Saudi Payments to provide a QR code platform for banks, wallet providers and fintechs to interact seamlessly. Saudi Payments is a fully owned subsidiary of Saudi Arabia Monetary Authority, SAMA. The unified QR code platform is meant to enable banks, wallet providers and fintech companies to interact within an interoperable platform, thereby leading to the enhancement of the electronic payment sector. The objective mentioned is to develop an integrated payment environment that allows all parties to benefit in an open-loop payment environment based on the latest messaging standards, ISO 20022. It means merchants, individual customers, and service providers will be linked together to complete payments using the same code regardless of the service provider or scheme. The development of a national QR code payment system is in alignment with the Financial Sector Development Program (FSDP) initiatives on digital transformation, entrepreneurship support, and financial technology development, aimed at meeting the aspirations of Vision 2030 and a cashless society in the kingdom. When it comes to managing finances, millennials value technology. When it comes to money management, millennials value transparency, technology, and talking, a new research from global payments provider Klarna has revealed. The research was conducted in 10 markets and saw Klarna speak to over 20,000 consumers about their preferences, habits, and attitudes when it comes to managing their finances. The research found that millennials are turning to technology to manage their money and value it to a greater extent than their older counterparts. 78% of millennials say that technology has had an impact on how they manage their finances, compared to 67% of older generations. Millennials also find it easier to track spend using technology than older generations. The research also found that millennials are more likely to talk openly about their finances than older consumers. Globally, half, 50%, of millennials say it is important to talk openly about finances, compared to only 41% of older generations. 47% of millennials also say that they discuss their finances with their friends, compared to 34% of older generations. Millennials also believe that transparency around finances is important for people's well-being, with nearly half, 47%, globally saying this compared to 40% of older generations. And, millennials' desire for transparency carries over to their financial providers too, with 27% saying that transparency around terms and conditions increases their trust in and loyalty towards a provider. The research also uncovered some significant geographical differences when it comes to money management, especially around payment preferences and privacy. In many markets, debit cards are the preferred payment type, but in Germany, Austria, and Spain, cash continues to be king. And, in terms of talking openly about finances, the research revealed the UK to be the most private country across the world, with only 38% of Brits saying it is important to talk openly about money, compared to a global average of 46%. Lull hits B2B fintech venture capital funding. A lull in venture capital funding has only a few B2B fintechs this week securing new investment rounds. Even so, funds continue to fill their coffers in anticipation of more investments ahead. Just this week, RTP Global announced AA Fund, with the venture capital firm planning to deploy that cash for early-stage technology companies in areas like fintech and software as a service, SaaS. Frontline Ventures, meanwhile, revealed an $80 million fund targeting software startups based in the US and hoping to expand into Europe. At the same time, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is reportedly promoting an initiative aimed to lower barriers for startups to raise capital via crowdfunding by raising the crowdfunding limit to $5 million from $1 million, according to the Wall Street Journal. It's an effort among officials to expand options for young businesses and broaden access to funding beyond venture capital or traditional small to medium-sized business (SMB) loans. The plan is now open for public comment, reports said. In the meantime, PYMNTS gathered up a shortlist of the B2B fintechs that were able to secure new funding as backers prepare for their next wave of support. Mail Protector. South Carolina's Mail Protector offers customers email security and encryption technology designed for businesses, governments, and nonprofits. Investors at Ballast Point Ventures led a $5 million Series A funding round for the firm, according to a press release. The money will be used to focus on product development, sales, marketing, and an expansion of its existing managed service providers (MSPs) network, which connects end users to Mail Protector's capabilities. In addition to providing cybersecurity services, the company's technology could prove important for businesses and governments facing a surging threat of business email compromise (BEC) and other social engineering and phishing scams flowing in via their email platforms. CHQBook.com. With $5 million in new funding, India's CHQBook.com is looking to scale up its business as an intelligence-based platform offering SMBs a suite of banking and financial services. Reports in VC Circle said the company raised the Series A funding from Avishkar Capital, which has become the first institutional firm to invest in the CHQBook.com. As it scales, the startup said it also plans to further invest in its proprietary artificial intelligence (AI) capabilities and to expand its SMB customer base as it seeks to service underbanked SMBs in the country. Airbase. With the largest U.S.-based funding round of the week, corporate spend management startup Airbase announced via press release a $23.5 million Series A extension round led by Bain Capital Ventures, while existing backers First Round Capital and Box Group also participated. Airbase said it will use the funding to expand its team, launch its New York City office, and further product development. The company aims to streamline and consolidate corporate spend management processes, including expense requests, invoice processing and approval, bill payment and reconciliation, with the ability to integrate into back-office accounting and finance platforms. SME Corner. Non-bank financial company SME Corner, an SMB lending platform based in India, announced a $30 million funding round this week, according to the Economic Times of India, making the company the B2B venture capital winner of the week. The Series B funding, which consists of both equity and debt, was led by Paragon Partners, while existing backers Kona Capital, Axion Venture Lab, Bharat Shah and several high-net-worth individuals also participated. In a statement, SME Corner said it will deploy the funding to expand its distribution and reach 20,000 new SMB customers over the course of the coming year. Credit bureaus aim to bulk up files for borrowers with little credit history by using rent payment data. Credit bureaus are aiming to thicken up the thin credit files of borrowers who have too little credit history to qualify for loans using the traditional FICO credit score, launching new products that use information banks hadn't been typically considered in the credit scoring process. By looking at things like on-time rent payments or a lack of bounced checks, credit bureaus are aiming to generate alternate credit scores for consumers who otherwise have too little credit history to receive the traditional credit scores that banks typically require for loans. For example, Equifax just announced plans to team up with UK rent reporting platform Credit Ladder so that Equifax credit assessments include a consumer's rental payment history. The tie-up will help Credit Ladder customers who pay their rent on time obtain better credit ratings and ultimately, better rates on loans like mortgages. Equifax data director Janice Rudd said that the inclusion of rental data in credit assessments is a huge lift to improve financial inclusion and fairer access to the right financial products. This data insight provides lenders with a much more reflective picture of the amount renters can afford to borrow. Rudd added that renters who make full and timely monthly payments should see a significant benefit in proving their ability to repay a commitment, just like mortgage payers. Industry analyst Ted Rossman of CreditCards.com told PYMNTS.com that 53 million Americans have no credit scores because they don't have enough information on file to generate a traditional FICO score. That usually requires a consumer to have current or past credit card accounts, car loans, mortgages, or personal loans. Rossman said individuals who lack such information are mostly older consumers who might have paid off their mortgages long ago or young adults who are just getting started. The expert believes that the latter group is more concerning, as individuals in it have a greater need for credit score. They might need scores not just to receive loans, but also to attain an apartment lease, a cell phone plan, or utilities without putting down a deposit. Looking at such consumers, rent payments could provide credit bureaus with important information about financial reliability, as Rossman noted that rent is often the largest financial obligation that they have every month. I would like to see more rent payments reported to the credit bureaus, as it's indicative of the responsibility level of individuals with their finances, Rossman said. Much of the other forms of alternative credit data to date revolves around what is called consumer permission data, such as access to a bank account. For example, one alternative credit score system called Experian Boost uses such access to help consumers with thin credit get points for paying phone and utility bills on time. Another alternative system called UltraFICO looks for a lack of overdrafts and responsible use of a checking account. Also, Fair Isaac Co., the firm that creates the software behind FICO scores, is revamping its credit scoring methodology. For example, Fair Isaac's new FICO 10T credit score incorporates so-called trended credit bureau data into a consumer's credit score, as per the FICO website. Trended data differs from traditional credit bureau information in that it takes into account a historical view with information, such as account balances for the past more than 2 years, which offers lenders more insight into how individuals are managing their credit. Rossman believes that FICO 10T is a good idea, as trend data will offer a more granular assessment of one's credit standing. But he doesn't believe that method will assist unbanked, underbanked households in building credit. Instead, the expert says the UltraFICO score should help those communities. The bottom line, from taking banking data into account with UltraFICO to looking at rental payment data using Credit Ladder, new approaches to credit scoring are aiming to thicken up millions of consumers' thin credit files. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.